Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning, Memphis. It's Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. We have a big show for you today with three guests, Jeffrey. Jeffrey joins me on the other side of the glass. Three guests today, Jeffrey. John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show every single day from 11 to 2. Chris Harrington at 10 o'clock, as always. And Sam Hardiman. Sam Hardiman, good friend of mine, colleague of mine over at the Daily Memphian, who is, in my opinion, probably the hardest working reporter in the entire city of Memphis. I don't want to speak for everybody else, but I think that we can all agree Sam does an amazing job. So looking forward to talking to Sam. And Sam and I, one thing I'm planning on asking him in hour number two today is we once upon a time ventured on a joint golf project around the city, and we played golf with some pretty prominent people around the city, and we had put this project together partially, and then we punted it because it didn't feel like our best work, so we punted it. But we could share some of the good stories from when we tried putting that together last year. So I will talk to him about that. FedEx St. Jude is set to championship is set to get underway today. Not the opening round, but the practice round, and fans will be out there today watching the golfers play nine holes in the Pro-Am. And then I think a lot of the lead voices and names on the PGA Tour will be talking over at TPC Southwind this afternoon. I will be over there. If you're a fan, if you're out there just walking around, come say hello. It's always a very fun day over there. They do the plane dedication and all that stuff today, so putt around, I think, between St. Jude patients and some of the golfers. So that'll be fun. Jeffrey, are you going to make it out there at all this week?
We are going on Sunday.
Sunday.
So normally my favorite day to go is Saturday, but Aaliyah's company only had tickets for Sunday available. So we're on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm hoping to take the little one.
Will you stay? So you will not be staying for the entire final round?
Their company has pavilion tickets, so there is ice cream and air conditioning.
Ice cream and air. Will you have to bring other entertainment, or is she going to just run around where you think it'll be okay?
There will be a... I don't know. Can you bring an iPad in?
I assume yes, you know?
I have no idea on the...
I assume yes. I mean, you could... Yeah. I would guess that you can do that. It's a... As long as it's in a... What is do they? I'm sure they have some sort of bag policy.
I would think so. We ran into a bag policy at Petco Park. So that was fun. I don't know. When you bring a kid, don't you get like a diaper bag rule?
We'll have to double check.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to check the Southwind rules on that. But yeah, just toss a little Moana on the iPad.
Anybody? Bluey. Sesame Street. She's now into Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and they have now have a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Plus.
Okay.
That's not a joke. That exists.
Well, I don't know what that would what does that entail? Just more episodes?
It seems like just a little bit longer, but I can't tell any difference. No.
It's amazing the wonders that Mickey Mouse Clubhouse can do. Because I was at my buddy Brian's house.
Can you still sing the
Friday.
Song?
M-I-C-K-E.
Yep, you can. Yes, you can.
M-O-U-S-E. Yep. Yeah. And he had a sick kid, two-year-old, Tantrum City over there. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse pops up on the iPad.
Bang.
The world's problems are solved.
Yes.
It's amazing what Mickey, what a little bit of, we all need a little bit of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse in our life.
I was like, I don't even really remember watching this as a kid, and I still knew the song.
What's your version of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? Is it Sunday Night Football? Like,
to your point, so locally, what was it? Before Time Warner, we had something like Cablevision as the provider, and they didn't offer Disney Channel. So all I ever really had was Nickelodeon, and once upon a time, like in the late 80s, early 90s, Nickelodeon daytime was just syndicated cartoons. So the stuff that I watched was like Inspector Gadget, which is not a Nickelodeon show, but it aired on Nickelodeon. Like Inspector Gadget, Muppet Babies, I was always into the Muppets.
Spy Kids.
Spy Kids is a little after me, but yeah, I was always into like that kind of stuff.
Nice. Well, now I'm into adult television like Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And we did get our first episode last night.
Sure we did.
I'm very curious what your thoughts on it are. I thought it was a very average to below average first Hard Knocks episode. You came in yesterday. You said the brand in general, the Hard Knocks brand in general.
And I want to be clear, I do not blame Hard Knocks.
No, I blame the NFL,
yes.
The coaching staffs.
Teams, yes.
What were your thoughts? Did it live up to your low expectations?
So you and I let you know on the early hand, I had little to no expectations. Also because the Bills, during the offseason after they had been announced, they were complaining. Like, they didn't want it. Like, they wanted no part of it. Which, by the way, that's not specific to the Bills. Every team says that. I had the lowest expectations because even the Lions, who probably felt the same way, they at least could just put Dan Campbell on the screen, and he was interesting enough. McDermott's not captivating. So I thought there were a couple of good moments, but overall, I thought that was one of the weakest first episodes.
So we got Josh Allen. We all expected Josh Allen was going to be the star. I came in yesterday. I was questioning whether or not I thought it was going to be good because I didn't think Sean McDermott was going to be that compelling of a character.
And he delivered.
Not much Sean McDermott across the entire episode. There was like one speech. No cussing.
You didn't even get the good introduction speech. Like, you know, like when he meets the team, like they showed us like, I don't know, 40 seconds of it. But I assume what that meant was it wasn't really that great of a speech.
Yeah. Well, I think cussing makes the show. I'm going to be honest.
Football language.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need some good cussing in Hard Knocks in order to make it feel like you're really in the locker
room. And maybe
McDermott. We didn't get a whole lot of that.
And also, in fairness to McDermott, maybe after the whole take a look at what the terrorists accomplished speech, maybe like he's decided, like, I'm just not going to go for any big speeches anymore.
Yeah, that was a rough
look. Yeah.
That was a rough look.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even thinking about that, but you're probably right.
He was advised, like, don't go for anything. Like, don't go for anything inspirational.
Okay. So, in terms of the show and the headlining moments from last night, you had the Josh Allen introduction, and Josh Allen just, I think the appeal of it is, like, my wife doesn't like football, but she watches Hard Knocks with me.
Yeah.
Like, she knows I love it.
And it's a good TV show, usually.
It's a good TV show. And
women like the family element, usually, you know, like they, yeah.
Absolutely. That's why she watches it. And I was explaining, I was like, so that's Josh Allen. Josh Allen's like one of the best quarterbacks. I was mansplaining a little bit, but she doesn't know about football. She was curious. And I was like, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's really awesome and can have some funny moments. And I think they're going to probably make him the star of this thing this year. And I said he was married to Haley Steinfeld. And, you know, that obviously drew some attention. That got her attention a little bit. And then as the episode went on, she said, he's just a normal guy. Like, he just strikes me as just your standard average Joe type of dude. And I was like, you know what? That's probably a very good way of describing Josh Allen. But I think that's part of the appeal of Josh Allen.
I think there's always going to be the question of how much is real versus how much, like, Josh might be just a professional, you know, to present himself. But I actually think it's probably closer to he is a regular guy, because if you think about his entire story, this is not the guy that was, even though maybe he should have been, if someone would have just like used their eyeballs and be like, hey, who's the 6'5 guy that can run and has a rocket arm? But think about it. Unrecruited out of high school.
Yep.
Goes to, has to beg his way onto a junior college and essentially walks onto a junior college. Then has to beg his way onto Wyoming. Like, so this isn't a guy that, like, in his formative years, he wasn't really, you know, he didn't have the accolades. He wasn't handed anything. And so it is, and then he goes to the Bills and he's largely in the draft. I mean, I famously, like, I was like, I want to know part of Josh Allen. Now it took me like six games to be like, this is awesome. But at the same time, like, not ballyhooed, goes to the Bills. So if there is going to be a guy that can be quote unquote regular, I do think it's him.
I think that there's also a connection we can draw to Memphis here.
Oh, I mean, Jeff has always said that. Jeff has always said in terms of, oh yeah, with in terms of the specific player, yeah.
This is Cedric Coward, yeah. Right? This is the appeal of Cedric Coward, or in my limited interactions with him so far. This is exactly what struck me about Cedric Coward, and I've talked to his Division III coach. I talked to his coach at Washington State and Eastern Washington, and they'll all tell you the same thing.
He likes to eat.
He cooks. He likes to eat. He cooks for his teammates. He bakes cookies for his teammates. And I've said this on air, and I'll say it again. Like, the part that's the moment that I thought was so great from his introductory press conference with the Grizzlies was when he said, oh, my God, the names are stitched on the back of the
jersey. Yeah, that was great. No, that was great,
like,
yeah.
That was amazing. It just goes detail, to show, yeah. Like, Cedric Coward really is humble and normal. And I think that comes from starting at the Division III level. And
well, there's also something
like your D3 player still.
Growing up, the rich teams that actually did have their names stitched on, like, that was a different level of uniform. Like, that was okay. Those kids look awesome. Like, you never wanted to admit, like, oh, the jerseys are stupid, but like, you're just like, I wish I had my name stitched on my jersey.
Yeah. I think that we can sort of apply the Josh Allen effect to one of our new Memphis Grizzlies. Other things from the Hard Knocks episode. I was very shocked. Well, first of all, Deion Dawkins, which I wasn't aware is the character of the Bills, but you informed me off air this morning, is apparently one of the.
Do you remember when the Bills characters got snowed in and there was the viral video of the offensive lineman that had he didn't ask for him, but his neighbors were like coming out and shoveling the snow in front of his garage door so he could get out, and he's like, then he joins him, he shovels with him. That was Deion Dawkins. That was kind of like his intro.
Okay. But he was the main character, I thought, outside of Josh Allen in Hard Knocks last night. The Bills tackle Deion Dawkins. And
I would throw Tre'Davious White in there too.
Trey White as well. Trey White's wife. Did you catch her name? Perriere.
Okay, she was coaching him up when he was running the hills, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
IKEA Perriere.
Did not catch that one.
What a name.
That's an all-timer.
Amazing name. Trey White's wife.
Iconic brand.
In the show.
Yes.
Very iconic brand.
Yes.
But Deion Dawkins, I thought, was probably number two behind Josh Allen. I was shocked. I don't know about you. I was shocked that they let him drift. Like, there were scenes last night of him at a track, like a, I don't even know if you can call it a track, but just like an empty parking lot.
It looked like a warehouse, like the, you know, like when you go and you see like the warehouse spaces that are like for logistics companies. It looked like they knocked down some warehouses and made like a larger parking lot to drift in.
Yes. So he's, for those who may not be up to speed on drifting, in a car, like Tokyo Drift.
It was the perfect example. And he's like, my friend was, he told me, I think you'd like this. And he's like, is it like Tokyo Drift? He's like, yeah, that's what it is.
Were you surprised at all that they let him do that?
There were two shocking moments of that. Number one, I was like you. I figured there's no way in a contract, because Deion got a big contract, that you could go and essentially not only race cars, but like cars that are like that. Accidents are going to happen to that. But the bigger shock to me is that they have a front seat that kids can ride in.
Yeah, I was really surprised that the kids were in the car.
Like, and for everyone that didn't see, like, they were wearing helmets. Like, it's clearly, like, they have the harnesses and everything, but I was stunned.
But they were little kids. Like,
yes.
Kids that would be in a car seat.
Like, these are kids, yes, that I don't think can ride roller coasters.
Yes.
But they could drift.
That was a little surprising to me, too. So you're saying you would not drift with your daughter in the car?
Well, she would probably ask. There's a 0.0% chance my wife would allow that.
Well, you're not Deion Dawkins.
Correct.
So. But no, I
guess she would tell me if you can make $150 million, you can take our daughter drifting.
Yeah.
That would be her.
I think that's a good rule.
Yeah,
that's
that would be her response.
Good rule.
Also, I've not seen those versions of BMW. Like, that's like a 3-series BMW from like when I was in high school. It's like, oh, they use just like 20-year-old drift cars to drift.
Yeah. Spinning tires.
Yes.
That's what he kept saying.
Spinning tires.
But I was just shocked that he's allowed to do that, because if you are in the space with professional athletes, you come across like bizarre rules sometimes of things players just simply are not allowed to do. I remember, and I think you had Jalen Hurts,
yeah, so,
they don't let him play golf.
Correct. Like Jalen Hurts in his Eagles contract is not allowed to play golf. And I would sit there and go, how can Jalen Hurts not play golf, but Deion can drift?
It was shocking. This is actually something that came up as I worked on both of my Jaren Jackson Jr. series that I wrote. Because Jaren used to ski a lot when he was a kid. And
can you imagine being that big and skiing?
Well, he was a kid.
Yeah, but still, like,
I mean, it's still, you got some long legs.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be challenging. But he used to go skiing when he was a kid, and he was a very good skier. And, you know, I had this long conversation with his mom, and she was telling me all about the ski trips that they would go on together when Jaren was young. And when I, in turn, asked Jaren about it, he was like, yeah, I can't ski. Like, there's no, like, I can't. It's too risky. You know, he could get hurt, injured. People ruin their knees skiing all the time. And it's not just him having to be in control. It's the people around him on the slopes that have to be in control. So he cannot ski. He also has his YouTube series, which I wrote about. And in one of the episodes, he is in the Everglades catching snakes and gators and that sort of thing with a tour guide. And, you know, he's out there doing it, but is he physically doing it? No, because those are $100 million hands. You know, you
well,
can't.
That was the other thing.
I'm shocked that they let Deion Dawkins
race cars.
I'm
just as shocked that AJ Epenesa can go wrestle snakes with his bare hands.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were doing a similar trip to what Jaren did, except Epenesa, like, grabbed the snake with his bare hands, or at least they presented it as such. Also, I was a little concerned
for the... He said it. He said that he did it.
That's what I'm saying. But there was also no one to sit there and go... There was no one to... We didn't have video. We just had the picture of him holding it. But the video that shocked me is, man, those are some brave dogs that were sniffing them out.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I was like, there's a 0% chance my dog would have ever done that. Like, hey, you got it.
Yeah. No, I would imagine those dogs are in pretty big danger. And in a place like that, too, where there's gators, like, they were showing gators, too. I mean, that makes me nervous. I don't want to see any dogs
getting hurt.
That's rough.
That was where my mind went.
But it was, I thought, a mostly underwhelming first episode of Hard Knocks. I wouldn't say it was bad. They have found a good job of, the one thing that they've done well, I think, is they found a good job of striking the right balance in terms of getting football, but also the family stuff worked in, because that's what the people want to see. The parts that I miss, and maybe we'll get more of this, is like they used to have the camera. Remember like the Vince Wilfork episodes?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Those were so good when they had the cameras inside of the locker room with him messing with people and that sort of thing. Like, I just feel like that doesn't exist. Really.
Oh, no. But
it's the meeting rooms and it's the football
field. And it's the meeting rooms are heavily edited.
Yes.
Like, because that is the other thing. Like, in fairness to the Bills want to be good, and everyone acts like football is, like, what you do is, like, state secrets. So everyone's just super hesitant. But no, what made the show great was the drama of what it was like at training camp. Like, watching guys get cut. Bill Flowers was a receiver at Ole Miss, and his older brother was trying to make the Cowboys one year. And they just set up a camera crew in his hotel room at camp, and he's just literally waiting by the phone, waiting to know, like, if he gets the call, he's cut. And if he doesn't get the call, he made the roster. Yeah. And, like, they just categorized that drama fabulously. But now
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, they won't do any of that.
Yeah, it's becoming a little bit more sheltered for sure. But I thought when I finished watching the show, I was more optimistic about this season than the Bears season. Which, and I'm a Bears fan, right? I was very excited for Hard Knocks to be, you know, in Chicago and capturing the whole thing. And within the first episode, you knew you weren't going to get all that much. But I came away a little bit more optimistic about this season, although overall I thought it was a little bit underwhelming last night. This is a good place to transition to another topic on the NFL that has become extremely contested in my group chat with my friends.
Okay, I love these.
And this is something that I think we decided I should bring to the air. And it's probably going to make some people mad. Can we just go get in front of that? This might make some people mad because we might be talking about your
team.
But
the intent is not to make people mad. The intent is, like, your group chat's proof. Like, I presume this was not a discussion that everybody agreed.
No.
So
highly contested.
But the point of the exercise is to actually try to do the exercise properly. If you get mad, that's not our fault. Like, we didn't set out being like, how can we make people mad today?
So I texted Jeffrey this morning and I said, here's the topic. We ventured to rank by tiers the most boring NFL teams. And this is not based on the players on the roster.
Correct.
So this is the most important caveat is that you can't say that the Bengals are interesting because they have Joe Burrow and he's Joe Cool. We are talking about the Bengals franchise, the team identity, the team brand.
The history, everything.
If you threw all of the yes, the history, that is included. If you threw all of the names Stadium. On the roster out and you said that this team was playing on Thursday night or Monday night, generally speaking, 4 or 5 years down the line, would you be interested in it? Because of team identity, team brand. And so we divided out, we made the list, and we came back with it. Jeffrey, I don't know, do you want me to start? Do we want to save the top echelon for the end?
Let's go through and make sure we have the tiers properly.
Okay.
Okay, so the first tier that we did, the bottom tier, if you will, we defined it as super boring.
Very boring. Okay. Boring brands. Yes.
All right, our next tier was less boring.
Yes. Still not that interesting.
Correct.
But and then, not in the top tier.
Our fat part is interesting enough.
Interesting enough, but still.
You can talk yourself into it, but.
You could watch a game with these. If I told you they were on TV 5 years from now on Thursday Night Football, you don't know who anybody who's on the team, you might be interested in watching it. Yes.
Yep. Then we went with iconic brands, but still boring.
Right. Teams that might have history, but have also a history of being mid. A recent history of being very mid.
Or maybe a historical history of being very mid. I would imagine R2 teams are going to be in this brand. Then our next tier was good fans.
Historical teams, good fans.
Eh.
But here's the way I categorize this next category. Teams with history and starved fan bases, where if they were in a playoff game, it'd be a big deal. But if they played on Monday night, you'd be like, it's probably going to be a crappy game. That's that tier for me. Okay?
All right. And then our final tier is always interesting.
Seems mostly interesting.
All right. So I'll start so that you don't have to make people mad first because it doesn't bother me. All right. Super boring. So I did not rank them within the tier. I just listed the teams as I was just going through. All right. You ready?
Yep.
Texans.
Texans on my list.
Titans.
Titans on my list. In fact, Titans flirting with the number one spot. Sorry, Titans fans.
I think you're probably right. I feel like if we're just saying in 10 years you have to bet on this team playing on Monday night and being better, it's probably the Texans. They have a little bit more consistency. Rounding out the AFC South portion of this, the Jags.
I don't have the Jags in the top tier.
Okay.
I think you're missing one that I find to be...
I have two more.
Okay, you got two more. Maybe you're not.
Cardinals.
Cardinals on the list.
Yep. And I put the Panthers.
Panthers. Okay. You're missing one, which I think is one of the most boring franchises in the NFL and is certain to make some people mad. And you may disagree. The Atlanta Falcons.
I didn't know what to do with them. I don't have a problem. I had them... I was like, it's either or.
The Atlanta Falcons, to me... Like, they had the Mike Vick era, and that was fun.
Deion Early. That's before you, though.
That precedes me.
The Dirty Bird.
But generally speaking, I feel like if we're watching, and there was one game that proved us wrong, and it was that Eagles game last year, there's just nothing that appeals to me about the Atlanta Falcons. Like, if a Falcons and Panthers game on Thursday Night Football may be the least interesting game you could possibly throw at me. I think that the Panthers probably belong in this list, and I didn't initially have them on the list. But now that I'm considering it, I think the Panthers also. Like, those teams have...
They have moments.
Moments, but they're not... It's not like they're fan bases where you're like, you know, the Braves are Atlanta's team. The Braves are Atlanta's team. It really feels like that way. And they have people swarming that ballpark every single time the team is even decent. And
They have more history of being good over a consistent period.
And I just don't feel
they
the
only
same
have
way about
two them. Titles, but also they have two more titles than the Falcons.
You know, the way the other thing I was considering as I formed this list is, let's say you were in one of these cities and there was a home NFL game going on. You were there on a Sunday and there's a home NFL game. Would you have interest in going to the game, or would you rather sit at home on your couch if this particular team was playing? And I think that the Falcons,
the only reason why I
would not want to go down there.
So the reason why I bumped the Falcons up is I would want to go to the stadium.
The stadium's nice, but I don't think it's...
But that's
you
it.
Would say it's like an electric atmosphere in there.
No, I think that's probably fair.
So I'm out on the Falcons. I think that they are considered in the top tier. My next tier, I'll go first on
all
this
right.
one. The Jets.
All right, I have them a little bit differently, but okay.
The Bengals.
I moved them to the interesting enough.
And the Bucks.
All right, so I have Bucks. So because I have Falcons, I have in this tier I had Falcons, Saints, Bucks, Chargers.
Yeah, I think the Chargers and the Rams may belong
the
here.
The Rams is a really tough one to come up with because it's now like one of the...
I may be missing a couple teams on this list. I may not be doing the entire NFL, but I think you're right. I think the Chargers and the Rams may belong here. The one thing that gives the Chargers points is they have the best uniforms in the NFL.
Yeah, but they also screw those up. They start throwing in Navy. They could have the best uniforms in sports, but they screw them up.
I kind of like the Navy.
The powder blue ones are...
The powder blue ones are the best.
Bring the noise.
The Navy is
the
a nice...
The whites bring the noise. Ugh.
And then the Navy is a nice alternate. It's an alternate that doesn't go out of the way to be obnoxious.
It just reminds me of a horrible era in uniforms when we decided at the turn of the century that we needed more Navy in our lives.
But they just don't interest me that much. The next tier.
So the next tier, the problem with this one is I'm putting this as the fat part of the bell curve.
Yes.
Because this is where I had the most teams. Interesting enough, in no particular order, I put Dolphins, Broncos, Seahawks, Jets, Vikings, Rams. This will be the stunner. Chiefs. By your definition, we have to separate Mahomes,
yes,
Reed, everything.
Exactly.
Historically, as a franchise, the Chiefs are very much fat part of the bell curve.
I have
Bengals and Colts. That was where I put it.
Patriots and this. The Patriots are, but listen,
I think they're the hardest. I think they're the hardest one to pin
down.
They're
the hardest one.
I literally wrote down, what do you do?
They are interesting. And they are iconic. But they're the opposite of starved.
But they're also only iconic from, like 2001 on. Historically, they are a horrific franchise.
But they had the greatest run in NFL history.
No question.
So
in an era where it was super tough to be dominant.
So you're separating this from the roster. If they're playing a game, you know, Boston sports fans are good fans, undeniably.
Yeah.
If you are separating rosters and separating the Patriots from that era and they were playing a game, this is the interesting enough category. The Patriots are interesting enough to where I would watch Patriots games. I think it would be a good atmosphere. I would be interested in going to the game if I were there, on that caveat. So I put the Patriots in this category. Dolphins also in this category. Seahawks, atmosphere, like it's a good television product. I'd be interested in watching it. The Vikings, great stadium, just pretty historically average franchise. And that is the extent of my list there. The Saints also in this category.
So I have the Saints a little lower. You have the Jets a little. I have the Saints a little bit lower. You have the Jets a little bit lower. But
then
I think
there's the next category of historical teams with good fans. And I basically put any team that, if they were in the playoffs, it'd be a big deal.
I have four teams. I have four teams in this category.
I have the Bears.
Yep.
The Browns.
Okay, I've got them in a different one.
I've got the Lions. The Lions are a big deal because they are so starved. They have good fans. And I have the Bills in this category.
Okay, so we did this list a little bit different. I did iconic and boring. So I put Giants, Raiders, Commanders, Bears. Because those are undeniable brands. If they are in the playoffs, it's a big deal. But when you actually like look through, like flip through the last 50 years, these teams have had a run or two, but there's nothing like there's a lot more mediocre to mediocre minus. And so where I struggled is I have the next list. I kind of did, it seems like I did the next list more similarly to how you did this tier. So the good fans.
I think maybe the Giants fit in here too.
So for the good fans, I put Bills, Packers, Browns, Lions, Pats.
Where are the Ravens for you?
So the Ravens are in the final tier. I think the Ravens are always interesting.
The top of the league.
I just think I put, for my always interesting, I have Cowboys, Steelers, Ravens, Eagles, Niners.
I have the Packers among that list, which pains me, but it's true. I mean, they're almost always entertaining, historic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Work franchise. Packers, Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens, all on the list. That makes up the top four for me is probably that list. Where are your Giants?
I put iconic and boring.
Iconic and boring. It's an interesting conversation. I think we're in alignment on the very bottom.
Yes.
Sure. I think a lot of the same.
And I think the mid part is fairly easy too.
Yes. We will continue this conversation. You know, John Martin, noted Titans hater.
Oh, of course. And as well as a Raiders fan.
And a Raiders fan. So we will talk to him coming up next. We'll see what kind of Titans hate he's going to spew on the air. I don't hate the Titans. Just don't think they're a very, very iconic brand. We will get John's thoughts on the other side. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins today on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on a good friend of mine, host of the Jason and John show every day from 11 to 2, John Martin. John's flying solo this week. How's that going, John?
I work out down today. But we're getting through, brother. We're getting through.
You are, of course, our resident golf betting expert. So I'm very curious what your wagers are this week on FedEx St. Jude Championship.
Yeah, man. There's this cat that not a lot of people are talking about. Maybe you've heard of him, Scotty Scheffler. Why am I talking like Jim Carrey? I actually don't have anything in this. You know, if I was going, maybe I would throw something on there. But I don't. You know, I golf's a tough one. Golf's a tough one handicap. Like I did bet it. You know, two years ago, like when the older guy with swamp ass was
Lucas Glover.
Yeah. I liked that whole step. I was like, you know what? Who can't relate to that? You know, man, Memphis in August, you know, got swamp ass and beat the odds. So I did bet him like late in the tournament. I was just rooting for him. But, and he won that playoff, which was fun.
Total.
Than that, I don't have anything.
Total side note. It's not, I mean, I'm sure I also have swamp ass while I'm out there in the heat every single day, but every single time I go to this thing I end up with a massive rash on my legs because you're walking in the heat for that many straight days.
Gotta powder up, bro.
I don't even know what's going on, but powder like up. My legs just explode. They're just red, like it feels like sunburns, hot to the touch. I don't know. Somebody, I might need some help. Somebody
Vaseline.
Gotta tell me what the heck.
Jeffrey,
going
are you
gonna
go to the tournament? Jeffrey?
I'm going Sunday.
Up? Okay, Sunday.
Yeah.
Basically, Master Sunday.
Yeah, of course. It's pretty much the same thing. We used to give out the seersucker jacket, but now
that's
we
right. Now we're highfalutin playoff.
Yeah, of course.
We don't do silly things like that.
Have you ever picked up a golf club? Like, have you ever played a round of golf, John?
I tried one time. It was 2018, around this time actually, and it was actually with a sponsor, Riverbend Links at the time, which I hear has actually undergone like some huge, renovations out there. Like they've really apparently transformed the place down there in Tunica with new ownership. But we had Riverbend Links on doing endorsements, and me and my brother-in-law said, you know what, we're going to be golf guys. We're going to go down there. We're going to, tell them we're coming. Well, it shouldn't be that bad in mid-August, as hot as it is. We should be able to just get right on the course. And it took us three and a half hours to play nine holes.
God.
To play nine holes, bro.
That's
and so we
miserable.
Yeah, we didn't ever go back. So, yes, that I'm awful. I'm just not good at it. I've never really tried to be good at it. I don't know that I would be even if I did. And so it's just, the older I get, the more I'm a little begrudgingly tempted to do it. But my brother's going crazy. My brother has picked it up. He's got an instructor that he's paying. He's playing at Fox Meadows. He's playing at Audubon. He's playing all around the city. Like he got bit by the bug, but so far I've eluded it.
We do have very great golf across the city. We're very lucky to have the public courses that we do, and the Overton Park is awesome, and all those that you just named as well. You are in luck today, John. Do you want to know why? Because
why is that?
Earlier on the show, I brought to the table a discussion that has been in my group chat about the most boring NFL brands. I'm not talking players on the team. I'm talking NFL teams that are boring because the franchise overall is just boring. And you are a resident Tennessee Titans hater. So I brought you on simply to allow you to do your thing today. Where do the Titans rank in terms of most boring NFL teams?
Man. I mean, I do think, even at their absolute peak, well, I guess they did go to a Super Bowl, so it wouldn't be their absolute peak, but their recent peak, they were like the most vanilla team in the league. These people got up out of their beds every single day. And I'm talking about Titans fans. They got up out of their beds every single day and believed that they had a chance with Ryan Tannehill as their quarterback. But they did that. They got out of bed. They brushed their teeth. Maybe they brushed their teeth. I'm not sure. Maybe they didn't. But they looked themselves in the mirror and they said, we can win. we have Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you, you know, are able to face yourself knowing that that's your reality, let alone delude yourself into believing it. You know, you trade away your only dynamic, the only dynamic receiver you really ever had. Forget, you know, this iteration, like ever. A.J. Brown, like ever. I mean, you had, what, Derek Mason and, you know, I guess you had Andre Johnson for a year back when he was, you know, washed up. You got Randy Moss when he was washed up.
Historically, the franchise's best pass catcher is Frank Wycheck, a tight end, to your point.
Right, right. Rest in peace, Frank Wycheck. But, no, I don't know. I mean, I think they're, you know, Jeffrey's Giants are pretty boring because they just, you know, every year they just suck. Like, it's just, that's what they are. Like, they don't really try to do anything other than suck, it seems like. But they at least have the Super Bowls with Eli. So I would rank them, you know, behind the Giants for sure. Yeah, I mean, I think they probably would be 32. I mean, they have no juice. Even with Cam Ward, it's like, he's like the lowest rated number one pick in the history of the of Madden.
Well, we're also not including players, right? We're not including current roster construction in this list. I'm just the way that it was set up. If this team 5 years down the line, so you have no idea who's playing on the team, was playing on a Thursday night or a Monday night, what would your level of interest be in the game? Now, look, we all watch the NFL. We're going to watch every game. Let's just – we don't have to lie to ourselves.
Sure.
But you're more interested in certain games than others. And, like, there is a top tier of, like, the Cardinals, you know, the Jags, the Titans.
Yep.
Teams that just don't really have a lot of juice, you know?
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of juice.
I think we do this, like – because you're right. Like, the NFL is just such a product that even the worst – and we've gotten some terrible games over the years, like – we still tune in, you know. That's more like what the NBA likes. That's how the NBA markets itself, right? Like, there are certain teams we just won't watch. There are certain teams we just won't put on TV, you know. And I do think that's kind of weak. Like, the NBA has a league of 30 teams, and it's just like they only want to acknowledge most of the time 10 or 12. And the NFL, it's like we don't talk about market size in the NFL, you know. I mean, guys go to Green Bay all the time. They go to Jacksonville. They go to all these different places. Now, ownership group, you know, competency does vary, but nobody ever says, damn, I got drafted to Jacksonville. You know, Travis Hunter is, like, still going to be a dynamic player, you know, who's super exciting in Jacksonville. It doesn't matter. But now, if that had been an NBA team, the entire media conglomerate would have been lamenting the fact that he got drafted to Jacksonville. Oh, my God, one of the most excited players. And Cam Ward to Nashville. Travis Hunter to Jacksonville, you know. So I do think that's an area where the NBA kind of sucks, to be honest, because I just imagine Memphis, right? Like, I mean, if people are going to have this conversation about NBA teams, Memphis would be the franchise that gets mentioned here. Like, I don't care about the Grizzlies.
I don't know.
That's an NBA fascination, though. It's the way the league is covered.
I don't know if Memphis would be in, like, Memphis is different, unique enough, right? Like, they even had their own unique style of play during the grit and grind era that other teams weren't, you know, they were bruisers, bullies. Like, it's just, it's different. The NBA is a different product overall, but I'm with your point on it doesn't really matter where players go in the NFL. Like, it matters a lot less. But I don't know if the Grizzlies would fall into the bottom tier if we were talking NBA teams. Like,
well, you're not taking into account players, right? Same argument.
Like, I'm with John. I think if you take away, if it's just the brand, the other problem is this is like a history question, and the NBA has so much less history than the NFL does.
The NBA is so top heavy, though. The NFL has more, right? So, like, it would be harder. I mean, I can tell you the bottom is New Orleans. Like, Memphis is above New Orleans, in my opinion. But it's different, though, because the NFL has so many upper echelon teams that just are considered, like, that'll almost always be interesting. And it feels like the NBA has fewer of those teams. They still have a grouping of them. It's the Celtics, the Lakers, the Warriors, like the teams that they always talk about. on ESPN or whatever. But the pairing in the tier list would have to be altered, I think, if you were going to go NBA, just because it's entirely different.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope, you know, I just feel like Memphis is it's not the worst. I think New Orleans would be the worst. In terms of that discussion,
Charlotte really that interesting?
Charlotte would be, yeah. I mean, Charlotte definitely. But I mean, Memphis would be in the bottom quadrant. So
maybe the bottom quadrant, but I don't know if they're in the bottom four or five.
They're all crabs in a barrel, man. I mean, and that is one thing I really do lament about NBA media coverage, is that they just keep giving us the same teams year at Christmas Day. You know, featured games. Like, they really do not seem to make the effort, unless it's just so painfully obvious to them that you know, this team needs to be on television. Whereas the NFL, like, and I think it's a credit to them, we don't even care what city these teams are in. Like, they're going to put a team in Mexico City. They're going to put it just doesn't matter to us. But it would matter, like, if the NBA tried to expand to Mexico City, like, there would be outrage about it. And maybe that's just player personality, right? NBA players complain, and NFL players don't. You know, NBA player contracts are guaranteed. NFL player contracts are not. So maybe it's just part of the, you know, dynamic there. But I wish there was a world where we stopped obsessing over market size and market, you know, and could just focus on the team and the success.
Yeah, it's also different, too, because, you know, under the same rules of – if you were looking 5 years into the future, like, would you be interested? The NBA flips so often, and players change teams, it feels like, more often. And, like, take the Jazz, for example. Take Utah, for example. Mm-hmm. If you said 5 years down the line, I mean, you wouldn't be going out of your way to watch any Utah Jazz game the way to watch any NFL game, you know?
No, that's very true. Utah would be in that box. You know, again, I hate that, because the Grizzlies, when you compare, like, New Orleans, Charlotte, Memphis, Utah, like, the Grizzlies have objectively been, like, far more successful since, you know, 2010 or whatever year you want to use. But, you know, small markets just get put to the wayside in the NBA, and it stinks.
I wanted to do a little bit of Tigers football talk before we get you out of here. You wrote a column on them. What was that, last week? And I read it, and what I like is, I think you do a very good job, I'll give you some credit, on mixing in some of the sports betting and sort of markets and that sort of thing, and you do a very good job of alluding to that. And I think that there is an appetite for that, especially now with sports betting legalized in so many different states. I find it interesting, because you mentioned Circa having them as the third favorite in the American, and then overall them generally being behind three teams in the market. And then we get the coaches poll this week, and Memphis is the second leading group vote getter in the group of five, behind only Boise State. Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like, there's just this wide range of opinion you know, on Memphis football. It's like, there are some, you know, sharp odds makers who think that, you know, they should be the, you know, third best team in the group of six. There are some who believe that they should be the fourth best team in the American. You know, coaches, obviously, you know, if we are to believe that these are actually coaches that send in the poll, they believe that Memphis is going to be the best team, you know, in the American. So it's interesting, this range. But I will say, like, the one I put the least amount of stock in is that coaches poll, because I just don't, how could they know? These coaches are just trying to coach their own teams, right? They're just trying to get their own stuff going. And so it's pretty easy to, like, think, oh, Memphis, yeah. Don't they win 11 games every single year? Yeah, I'll vote for them in the top 25. I'll put them 25th. And Jeffrey knows that. I mean, a lot of times it's just, you know, SIDs doing it, or some are an assistant doing it. So I don't really think there's a lot of, merit to that, you know. But I do think what it kind of underlines is that, and Silverfield hasn't said this, so I don't want to, like, put this on him, but I don't want to hear about rebuilding, resetting, losing 20, you know, all that kind of stuff that we inevitably probably will hear at some point during the season after a loss, because the world still thinks Memphis is on that level, you know, that their resources are enough, that their money is enough, that everything they're doing is enough, you know, to place them and the things around them. Tulane lost their quarterback, you know, Army lost its quarterback, that the settings around them are still favorable enough to where they should be a team that at least plays in the American Championship game. And I agree. I mean, what are we talking about here? You're bringing back two starting caliber running backs. You surrounded your quarterback with a guy that was his favorite target last season. You know, you've got weapons. You get all of your home games that matter, you know, all of your games that matter in this league at home. You know, you don't have to play UTSA. You don't have to play Army. You get the freaking Arkansas game at home. So, I mean, this all broke extremely favorably for Memphis. And yes, well, it is sort of a rebuild year, but to me, there's still no excuse for this team not to be 9-3. And anything less than that, in my view, is quite the disappointment.
Does it matter, or is it a big deal that coaches are just giving them credit ahead of time? Does that speak of the program, and does that matter that there are coaches that, as you said, don't they win 11 games a year? Put them in the top 25. Because being in the top 25 matters. I remember when...
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's signaling of you've kind of arrived as a program, which is kind of crazy to imagine, given that, you know, 15 years ago, they were, it was like knocking on death's door. You know, you hired Larry Porter. It was a mess. I think he won 3 games in 2 years. Then, you know, you hand the job to a guy in Justin Puente who, let's be real, nobody was excited about. I remember after that press conference, people were like, what the hell? Who is this guy? They were nervous about him. You know, he was a co-offensive coordinator. And so it was really, really, you know, dicey at that time. And so to imagine just 15 years later that they would be in a place where they could be the best funded team in the group of six, that they could, you know, be a team that's won, you know, projected to finish 1-3 in their league every single year. You know, it's kind of crazy to imagine that. But but that's where it matters, right? It matters that you have this reputation. And it helps you in recruiting. It helps you when you're you know, in these situations where you're trying to beat a UCLA or a Virginia. You have the money, yes, but you also have that sort of respect and relevance. Like, hey, you come to Memphis, you're going to win 10, 11 games. You're going to be on ESPN. You're going to have cool uniforms. You're going to be playing in like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.